Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, we conclude our discussion on the concept of priorities. And as I suggested on Monday, there's nothing like a Category 4 hurricane coming towards your front door to help you reassess your priorities. And so last week was an interesting week for me because we had to evacuate, as we talked about. And it forced me to look at what is truly important. You know, what are those things? Knowing that I've got about 48 hours to make a decision on what I take and what I leave behind, you start to really get good at prioritizing what needs to go and what doesn't. And clearly, your family and your loved ones are the most important thing in your life, and those are things that are clearly we're gonna make sure we take care of. Pets are also going to fall into that as well. But the other thing we have to look at is once we get into the stuff, we have to think, what is not replaceable? And so family heirlooms and pictures and things like that start to come into the equation. And things that are difficult to replace, you know, things like passports and important documents, that those things are others that we say, okay, let's make sure we take care of that. And then the things that you can replace, and maybe it be whether it be electronics or clothing, all that stuff can be replaced. But the thing here is we don't want to take anything for granted. It's really important that we start to realize what is truly important, and also realize that that stuff can get replaced. So when we start to look at the stuff part of the equation, you know, we realize that so many of us spend so much time looking at what we want for that next big thing in life. And then when you run into a situation where all these possessions that you have could literally be gone in a day, you realize how unimportant most of that stuff really is. You know, and those life-threatening events can put those priorities into proper alignment. But the point I wanted to make is it doesn't have to take a catastrophic event to realign your priorities, because you could just choose to do it. And you can look at your life situation and you can take that opportunity to really align your priorities. And some of those priorities could be around yourself, right? Your development, your family's development, things like education. And if you're a parent, having your children become self-sufficient, which we suggested was the most important thing you could probably do in your life. Now, in the end, I went through this whole exercise with myself and we did evacuate, but we got very, very lucky. The most devastating parts of the storm stayed offshore. It passed over our area. And now the next issue becomes, because that happened, a lot of people will choose to ignore the warnings that come when the next hurricane is coming. In the end, your priority should always be to keep yourself and keep your family and loved ones safe. That's really what it's about. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's good to have a coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And this podcast really gives you the opportunity to stay on that path. And the way you do it is just get here. It's a few minutes a day. That's all it takes. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, use this opportunity to reassess your priorities. Are you heading in the direction that you want to be in life? Are you really focused on what's truly important? On your loved ones, on your family, on the development of yourself and the people around you? Or are you instead focused on stuff? Stuff that's fleeting. Stuff that, when push comes to shove, isn't all that important. After applying this thought process, you may find yourself in a situation where you want to realign your priorities. Why not take this opportunity to do it? If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.
Thank you.